glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, September 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today we visit with my daughter, Rebecca. Welcome, Rebecca, to Mark and Friends.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here today.
So we were talking, and we were just talking about young adults. That seems to be where my season of life is with my four kids, and just always wanting to try and do it better and help other people as well in this journey of interacting with young adults. And you had some ideas about that.
Yeah, God brought me to the young adult ministry at my church in Arlington Heights in Chicago, Illinois. And just the lack of multi-generational friendships and community has been something that has been so apparent, even just these past few months being a part of the ministry. I feel like we should brainstorm what are some ways that we can get the multi-generations back and the benefits that could come from multi-generational, because right now everyone's just kind of hanging out with their own age group and it just feels like we're all coming together and we're like, oh my goodness, like this is what I'm going through. And everyone's like, yes, yes, same. No one really has any solid input to give on how to get out of whatever situation or help with that situation because we're all on the same life stage.
Now, recently, you put on this event because your heart was to get people to mix it up and do more mentoring with each other. And so you brought a bunch of ladies together, and they were very multi-generational. Tell us how that thing worked out.
So my sweet friend Amadia Christian and I saw a TikTok reel, and it just talked about having a picnic with your girlfriends and having prayer in it, having praise time in it. So we invited about 70 women, about 35 showed up. We made picnic tables for the event and we planned it. And it was such a sweet morning. It was a Saturday morning. Our goal was to invite about 35%, what we called wise women. And then the rest were going to be young adult women. And our goal was to kind of do a little test, to kind of do an experiment. What would happen? Would people talk? Would people mingle? We had name placement tags that we kind of spread around so that people would meet new people. And what we saw come out of it was so sweet. We had a message that was shared, and it was very, very impactful. And then she wrote together some questions that all the women took some time to answer alone, but then you got a chance to talk about it with your group. And I think that was the part that almost every single woman talked about after the event. They said how blessed a time it was to come together as different aged women and share in our struggles. And it was so interesting how each and every one of us struggled with very similar things. And it was so cool to see how the majority of the speaking was being done at the tables by the wiser women, and the younger women, we were just taking notes. And the overarching theme was, yes, we went through that. Yes, we still go through that. Until you're glorified, you're gonna struggle with sin, but the only answer is Jesus. And it was such a refreshing reminder that we are not going to be glorified here on this earth. Until we die, we are God's and we are His and we have been made new, but we're still going to struggle with sin. And there's only one answer for that. So it was so cool to see in action God's body and the different generations and the wisdom that comes from having someone speak into your life that has been where you are and is still kind of where you are, but years later, and they have that secret key, which is follow Jesus. Another really fun thing we did was we had a prayer table, and every woman got a little card. They wrote down their name, their number, and a prayer request that specifically maybe came up from the talk. And all the women put one in, and all the women took one out. So our hope was to kind of to get women connected that maybe wouldn't have been connected before. And it's been really cool to, again, see God's fruition in that and God's continued fruit out of just this one Saturday event. But God's body is now being connected in a really cool way.
So question, so they got the prayer card and it had a phone number on it and a prayer request. Now, are people calling that number and actually praying with the people who put in the prayer request?
We have a lot of texts. So we have a lot of people texting. I have been told by multiple women that their prayer lady has texted them. I've been texted already, and it was just a sweet, like, I didn't know this woman. I actually didn't even get to see her at the actual event. We hadn't actually made a connect, but she texted me saying, "Hey, I got your prayer request." And she like specifically texted out the prayer that she was praying for me, which was just so cool to get a very, very specific. Like, I would say some of my friends couldn't pray that specifically for me because they don't know just some certain struggles, right? So it was so cool to get like kind of a stranger, but a sister in Christ texting that prayer to you. And the hope is that we'll all continue to keep up to date with each other.
That is such a neat idea. Something else I love that you talked about was the older women just being so honest in that we still struggle. And I think younger people need to hear that. You know, we kind of want to make ourselves maybe look good in their eyes, that we don't always, you know, that we always do what we know we should be doing. And so I think that's beautiful as well. And I think the honesty and transparency is what this younger generation needs. They don't need us to wag our bony finger at them, do they?
Oh, not at all. And I think just that honesty and transparency is what I think all generations need. And our prayer is that the prayer request will be just so honest and real. And it's just kind of the idea that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Let's use it. You know what I mean? Like, the sun came up for a reason. God gave us this day. How are we going to use it? And we really want to use it for His glory, but we want to use it in honesty too. There's a time and a place to really be honest with one another. And I think we've kind of lost that as a generation, but also just as a civilization. I feel like we've lost this honesty. We want to put on a good face. We want to say, "Oh no, I'm good. You're good, right? I'm good. But there's just something beautiful in being open and honest with a sister in Christ, and being open and honest in multi-generational communications and relationships too.
You seem like you've always been one to seek out mentors. You've always wanted that older person or someone who's been along that road a little longer than you to come alongside you and join you in the journey. I've always seen that whenever you've been walking through life. And I've also seen those times when you did not have those people. Mm. Matter of fact, the people you thought would be the ones to journey with you turned out to be non-supportive and actually kind of turn against you. It's hard, isn't it, to really find people who will come alongside and encourage us, and people we can encourage back as well, because you need both of them.
Oh, 100%. And I think it's the idea, of not being discouraged when those people do turn, because I think it's kind of my nature to be all or nothing is something I'm realizing. And so you can have this mentor figure, they turn on you and you're like, "Okay, great. What am I going to learn from this? I'm going to learn never to trust someone ever again. I'm going to learn never to dig deep with someone ever again." But I think God's grace and God's goodness, it's that wasn't the person forever. They did teach you maybe some really valuable things, but there are people out there who want to build into you and literally will be edifying to the body to build into you. And it will be a benefit to them to build into you. And I think that's something to realize too, is serving God's people is not just for God's people, it's for you. And the benefit that we get from being Christ's hands and feet, the benefit is not just on those that we are ministering to, but it's on us. Like, service feels great. So, I mean, often it can feel very, very tiring and very, very consuming, and we're human, so we'll be tired sometimes and we'll be depleted. But the benefits that you get from serving others, the benefits you get from mentoring and being mentored are just incredible. So I think not keeping that opportunity from others. So I think reaching out, like, I think we all have people in our lives that we look up to and people that we think, "Oh, wow, like, to hear from them, to hear some wisdom from them would be great." And I think just taking that step of faith and being just texting them, being like, "Hey, would love to get coffee with you sometime and just pick your brain." I think there's power in that. There's power in making the first move. And then exactly what you said, being mentored too, but then also mentoring. What is your mentorship opportunities recently? You've had some really fun 4-H opportunities.
We have connected with a really cute little 4-H group, and I'm just trying to figure that out, you know, not coming in there with, I know everything, and I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to fix you, but just being available and just saying, I'm here. Recently, we had one of the, she's now 19, come over, the little fair queen. We call her Queenie. And she came over for the day because we were going to put together some stuff for the fair. Well, she walked in, and at that moment, her boyfriend had just broke up with her. And they had been dating 4 years, and it was rough. And so, yeah, we did not get to the little project we have. We sat in my chairs in front of my beautiful windows, and that's what she needed. She just needed to sit there and process the fact that that relationship was gone. So that felt really good. That felt like a really sweet moment. And we're trying to build on it now. She's invited me out to go to something that was like a special dinner for all the queens. So I had a chance to do that. And I've got some other projects to do. So, you know, it's just in small things. You know, it's just being here and saying, okay, Lord, I don't know what this is going to look like, but I just want to be available. I think what I'm learning to do is not go in there with, I know the solution. I've got the answer. I do have the answer. He's Jesus. But I am very sensitive as to how I tell them that. And, you know, and that takes the pressure off of me. I don't have to know everything. You know, if I want to be a mentor, I don't have to know anything. I just have to sit there, listen to them, hear what they're going through. Amen. And then just pray to the Lord, Lord, do you have any information for me that I can tell them? And I'm feeling a lot more relaxed these days, even thinking about being a mentor to someone.
I literally think that's literally the key. Because I think if you were to ask most people, hey, why aren't you mentoring someone? I think the answer is often, what do I have to share? What do I have to give? It's Christ and it's Jesus. And the idea that he will give you the words to say. Sometimes the hardest part is keeping our little mouthies shut and just letting God and being the listening ear. Me and my friend were talking recently how a lot of people are going to therapy, and I'm not saying therapy is a bad thing. It could be a very, very good thing. But it's so crazy how so often they go to therapy just to have someone hear them. And we joke that we are people's free therapy sometimes. But how incredible of a gift is it to lend someone your ear, lend someone your time, and lend them your lens and your ability to hear what they're going through and to be able to share with them what Christ is seeing, what Christ feels about them, how Christ is viewing their situation and in their situation. And that is valuable to the world. And people pay big money for that. And it's so cool how Christians can give that to one another for free because Christ has given that to us at such a high cost.
That is really true. I know I've definitely been on the receiving end of being able just to talk to someone and just vent and share what I'm going through. And it does feel really good to be heard, to be understood. I mean, they really weren't mentoring me, but they listened. I was taking my garbage to the dump, which you have to do where I live. And I know the guy at the dump, and I always bring him eggs. Well, he said, hi, and another guy was standing there, and I said, oh, you know, no eggs today, because a dog came in and was chewing on my chickens and took like half the flock. But he just let me sit there and rant at this poor man. And then he said, I bet you feel better. And I thought, I do, buddy. I feel great. So it was just that sense of someone heard me, someone listened, and he actually cared because, you know, he had some, you know, chicken eggs in the game. So we were both commiserating. So feels like that, doesn't it? Just being heard and then having that sense of relief. Wow. You know, someone really gets this. They really understood me.
Oh, totally. And then the more that you grow a relationship with that mentor or that mentee, you get the secondhand fun of seeing what God is doing in their life. You get to see how God's working in you, but then through the prayers that you are lifting up for them, for the words that he's speaking through you, week by week, month by month, you get to see them being liberated from sin. You get to see God working in their life, and you get like such joy. So even that man, he was, you know, standing there listening to you, and he knew, wow, if someone was doing this for me, I would be feeling so relieved. I would be feeling joy. So I'm so, you know, I get to be doing this for her. And I think there's just something to that. So for all those people who don't have a mentor or don't feel like they have something to share, or they feel like maybe, I don't know what would keep someone from getting a mentor, maybe pride of self and thinking that we have to have it all figured out before we bring it to someone else. I would just say, write down some names of people who are younger than you, who you could build into, and then write down some names of people that you look up to and their relationship with Christ, and reach out, because more times than not, the honor it would feel to have someone text me and say, hey, Rebecca, you're someone I look up to. You're someone whose faith is strong, and I would love to get coffee with you. What an honor as a Christ follower to hear that. And though our lives are busy, we have to come back to the fact that they cannot be too busy for this. They cannot be too busy to build into one another for the kingdom, because we have to live like heaven is real. We have to live like we have Jesus Christ in our lives and a Holy Spirit working through us for a reason and for a purpose. So I think that would be like a really good takeaway, is get a mentor and get a mentee.
I think another thing, maybe pride on the end of the person asking, but also a sense of unworthiness on the end of the person who is thinking about being a mentor for someone. I mean, we look at our own lives and we've stumbled and we've fallen, and we just don't feel qualified. Aren't mentors the people who go to 4 years, you know, Bible college? And, you know, I just want to say to those people today who are feeling like that, you are qualified because of Christ Jesus. You are qualified to do this. You can listen, can't you? Can't you listen to someone's heartache? Can you pray?
Amen.
Can you pray for someone's heartache? And I just think that coming alongside, it doesn't have to be fancy. There was this gal in Michigan, and she was a missionary and Bible school teacher. I don't know what she did to make money, but she didn't have any. And yet she would invite all these young girls over to her house and serve just the most simplest little treat. And it meant so much just to be available and just to show an interest. Mm-hmm. You know, young adults want someone to show an interest in them, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And I would say any generation, right? We all want to be loved and seen. And I also want to make a very strong point that this is not just for women. It's such an interesting age group that I'm in now, and just in the generation, that men need godly mentors. Women cannot be that strong mentor for a man. We can be an amazing influence and we can be a caring influence, but men are made to need men. First and foremost, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself and the Holy Spirit, but men need other men to come alongside them and to speak truth into them. And that is something that we are seeing a lack of in today's church. And I don't know why, and I don't know how to fix that other than men, find someone to be a mentor to and find someone to mentor you, because it's so powerful. The men that I know that have a strong mentor are on fire for God. And it's just so interesting when you talk to someone, those who are really struggling, often, we're all struggling, amen, because welcome, we all live in the world, we're all going through stuff. But those who are really, really struggling, you'll notice that they don't have someone that's building into them that is a Bible-believing, strong Christian. So this is not just for women. I think maybe it's easier almost for women because we're very emotional to say, hey, I need someone. I'm going to be humble here. But for men, it is so worth the going out of your comfort zone to say, hey, you're a younger man. Would you like a mentor figure? Let's meet once a week and let's go through a Bible passage together and let's talk. Or for a younger man to look up to someone who is a family man, someone who they want to be like, and say, hey, would you come alongside me? And I've seen that in practice. I've had friends who have reached out to men in their community, and they have been so benefited by having that mentor figure, having that time. And the mentor has had amazing benefit from mentoring that younger man too.
Well, Rebecca, you gave us some really great stuff to think about as always. And yeah, just encouraging our listeners to pray. Pray about what would God have you do? Is there someone in your life you could just listen to, come alongside, and be that prayer person? Well, thanks again, Rebecca. You are a blessing to me, my dear daughter.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I love chatting with you. Thank you for being one of those mentors in my life. I've seen how you've come along women all throughout my life. And I think that's why I've always had this longing to always have someone like that, because you have been that. And I've seen that in your life too. So thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Tomorrow is Friday. That means Mark sits down with Pastor Jason Schiffo for another great Bible study. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends.